it's harvest time on the South End, and no, I'm not talking about marijuana. The Bud Hut and legalized cannabis pretty much ended that era. I'm talking kraut. Sauerkraut. Now, I know most folks wouldn't put a forkful of the stuff near their dog, much less their mouth, but I've spent some time in Wisconsin where kraut was considered, if not a delicacy, a staple. So I guess it was only natural that I became an artisanal kraut maker. We got a couple of huge old stoneware crocks, one 8-gallon, one 12-gallon, that we've used, the last 20-odd years. We have an antique maple cabbage shredder that sits over the crock with three blades about 6 inches long that a head of cabbage riding on a little box carriage passes over while each blade shreds nice long ribbons into. When we got a few inches worth, we add a handful of non-iodized salt and a big handful of garlic, and then we shred some more. Once we got the crock full, we haul it down to the shack where the fragrance won't disturb those with delicate olfactory buds. They think it stinks to high heaven. Which it does about one day later. The cabbage see is fermenting. Bacteria starts breaking it down and the water that's released gets frothy and aromatic. I got a weighted stoneware lid that keeps the cabbage under the foam and in the liquid. When you think you like the stage of fermentation, or when you can't take the smell any longer, you haul the crock back up into the kitchen and you bottle it in mason jars. That's what we're doing tonight. Some jars we'll boil to stop the fermentation, and some we'll just put in sterilized jars. Let them keep working. The old timers would keep their crocks in the cellar over winter, scrape off the mold and all those probiotics long before the yuppies ever heard of yogurts and live fermenting foods. Me, I'm not a big fan of scraping molds off my foods. Probiotics are one thing. Fungus. Well, it's another. Next week's food blog, we'll explore the mysteries of homebrewing. Probiotics with a kick.